Speech that is well spoken is half sung. There is a connectedness to it, a flow, and in most styles, songs that are sung well have a bit of a conversational feel. There are only a few exceptions to this. Remember that singing and speaking are produced by the same mechanisms. Studying speech to sing well and studying singing to speak well makes sense. Successful singers and speakers have done it for years. It's kind of like football players or those in the martial arts studying ballet. They do it for agility and balance, not because they will be performing with a dance company wearing a tutu. And because singing and speaking are produced by the same mechanism, they are related at every level. One of the differences, though, is in the elongation of the vowel in singing, the delaying of the consonant. Let's do an exercise to train our ears to become vowel aware. We'll start by speaking, then singing some words we all use, numbers. As we discover the single or double vowel sounds for each number, remember this. Keep the tip of the tongue gently resting behind the bottom teeth for all vowels. And here's a tip that can dramatically speed up the process. Use a mirror or video camera and TV to see what you're doing. Seeing as well as hearing what you're doing will get you there much faster. The vowel sound for the number one is uh. Say uh. Uh. Now, using the lips for a clear W, say wa.
Wa.
Say one.
One.
Now, using the lips for a clear W, say one.
One.
Now for the number two. The pure vowel sound is oo.
What do you mean by a pure vowel sound?
A pure vowel sound is not combined with other vowels. If I say tiu, it's not pure. I'm really saying T and oo, tu. The pure vowel is oo, tu. Round the lips and say oo, oo. Now say tu with rounded lips for the oo. Together, tu. Three uses a pure E vowel and is preceded by the r or R sound. We'll talk more about that later. With the tip of the tongue behind the bottom teeth, say E,
E.
Now say re,
re.
Now the full word, slowly, three,
three.
Finally, three,
three.
We need to be careful on this next one, as it can be pronounced as four, foa, four, fo. The pure vowel is o. Round the lips and memorize the feeling of saying o. With me,
o.
Now add the F and say fo. Together,
fo.
Now slowly say four. With me,
four.
Now add a brief R, four. Together,
four.
The number five opens the door to double vowels, or what we call diphthongs. That's two pure vowels side by side. Say fa, as in father. With me,
fa.
Again,
fa.
Now say the vowel sound e. With me,
e.
Now say fi. With me,
fi.
Now let's add the v and say five. With me,
five.
And finally, five. With me,
five.
Now let's say the first five numbers together, being very careful to use pure vowels. If there are two vowels together, as in the word five, make each one pure. And because muscles have memory and practice makes permanent, work hard for perfection. Remember, watching yourself in a mirror or video feedback is very helpful. I'll speak it first, then you speak it after me. One.
One.
One, one two.
One, two.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four, five.
One, two, three, four, five.
Now we'll say the numbers, but without using any consonants. One becomes uh, two becomes oo, and so forth. I'll do it, then you do it. Uh.
Ah.
Ah, ooh. Ah,
ooh.
Ah, U-E.
A-U-E.
A-U-E-O.
A-U-E-O.
A-U-E-O-I.
A-U-E-O-I.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
By now, your mind, articulators, and ears should be starting to get the idea. Before we continue with numbers, I'll speak some common words followed by their inherent vowel sounds. See if you can find the vowel sound and say it with me. Car,
ah,
me,
e,
him,
I,
dad,
a,
mom,
ah,
bike,
I,
house,
ow.
Now let's continue counting to 10. The vowel sound for 6 is I. Say it with me.
I.
6.
6.
The number 7 has 2 syllables, and that means at least 2 dominant vowels, one for each syllable. Say eh, eh.
Eh,
eh. 7.
7.
The number 8 has the letter A saying its own name. Say A.
A.
8.
8.
9, like 5, is a diphthong with 2 pure vowels side by side. Say ah.
Ah. Ah.
Say e.
E.
Say
ai. Ai.
Say 9.
9.
Say 9.
9.
Our final number, 10, has the vowel eh. Say eh.
Eh.
Say 10.
10.
10.
10.
Now let's first speak, then sing those numbers so we can experience the difference. Counting out loud from 1 to 10 with me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Now sustain the vowels and shorten the consonants as we sing the numbers. We'll breathe after the number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
With me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Let's do that one last time, thinking pure vowels and crisp consonants.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Could you feel how the lips, tongue, and teeth were working for precision on each of the vowels? If you didn't, go back and review the numbers section. A fun and very helpful game is to try and speak using only the vowels. It will train your mind to anticipate the vowels and get the articulators conditioned for excellence. See if you can tell what I'm saying. E-o, hello. Au-au, how are you? I-i-au, I'm fine, thank you. A-i-i-i, what time is it? I-a-i, I'm hungry. You're on your own for these words. Listen carefully. Say them in your mind or out loud, and find the inherent vowel sound. Cat. Dog. Fish. Window. Book. Tree. Go. Carry. Scott. Alan. Selah. Kelsey. Michaela. Brandon. Jenna. Alyssa.